And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still under the weather. He'll be back next weekend for sure, and Corey Sandin's down fishing. So I'm solo here with a couple of great guys from East County Bait and Tackle, Gene Esterbrook, and from Dana Landing, John White. We're going to have a great show right here from the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here with a couple of great guys. Gene Esterbrook from East County Bait and Tackle. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
And the one and only John White from Dana Landing. Good morning, John.
Morning.
All right. So you've been busy over at Dana Landing, huh, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been quite a, you know, last year has been crazy.
Yeah.
So right now I'm trying to prepare for this year.
Yeah. And what does this year hold?
This year holds probably us still trying to catch up from so much sales last year, and it kind of just went on down the line. You know, outdoor activities were just huge last year with the COVID going on, and it kind of hurt every level of the. Well, it didn't hurt. It just made finding tackle difficult.
Well, places were shut down, and inventories went down, and it's still an issue, right?
It's still an issue. They're catching up from last year, but I think the pre-buying of everyone for this year is gonna it's going to be a big deal this summer.
Well, people couldn't get stuff last year, and people are kind of, including myself, are kind of unaware. It's like, okay, I got to get this stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even now, I would suggest for people, if you're, you know, don't wait until the summer to get specific stuff that you think you need, like fluorocarbon. Or I mean, we will have it, but we may not have the brand that you want.
Or the size.
You know, it depends on what happens. You know, if all of a sudden there's a light line tuna bite and everyone needs 15 and 20 pound fluorocarbon, make sure you have it before the season. You know, get all your gear together before the season.
Yeah. And same thing's going on out at East County Bait and Tackle, right, Gene?
Absolutely. I was looking at my weight section the other day, and I have everything you need, but it's by probably 5 different vendors, because you can't get a full line run in sizes from one manufacturer. You're having to just kind of piecemeal stuff together. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, East County specializes in freshwater tackle mostly, but you have the saltwater tackle too, right?
Correct. Yeah, I have a full run. I've got, you know, all kinds of jigs. I've got everything that you need. We can rig all your stuff. We even do yummies and everything like that.
But mostly
freshwater is what we capitalize on there.
That's your thing. And then, John, your focus is saltwater fishing and really a lot on bay fishing, right?
A lot of inshore. We pretty much do everything, though. Inshore to the Central Pacific. We do rigging for everything. But we do have – I have a couple guys in the shop who almost exclusively fish inshore, and they're kind of at the – you know, at the cutting edge of what's working, you know, and when it's working. So, you know, we have people you can get a hold of in there that can really dial you in.
Well, and anybody ever has a question about bay bass fishing, I was like, go see John White at Dana Landing, right?
Yeah. Right,
Gene? Yeah,
that's
Gene's
right.
Like shaking his head. Yeah, man, you got to go see him. What's been going on in the bay? Of course, bay is, of course, we're missing the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament, of course, the Bay Bass Seminar and all that. But actually, there's going to be a seminar at the end of March, the CCA seminar. That's quite the lineup of bass guys, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. But what's happening in the bay right now?
The bay is, you know, the water's really cold. And for whatever reason, even though we've had some rains, the water is just gin clear right now. And it makes it a little bit more difficult to get the fish to bite. So you got to really cover some ground. And some of the guys who are in the know are still getting some pretty good numbers. But, I think as things start warming up in the next month or so, the bite's going to pick up also.
Why does the clear water make it tougher?
I think the fish just see better.
Yeah.
You know, you can just tell, like the water will get a certain tint to it, like kind of a greenish tint. And the fish just start biting better. But I think when they can see really well, you have to have a better presentation. You know, stuff that doesn't necessarily have like a paddle tail, more like Corey, like a slug type bait, or little flukes and stuff. Because I think when the water's a little bit cloudy, those fish go off of vibration. You know, they feel like a spinner blade turning or that paddle tail paddling, and they'll head for that and hit it. But when it's clear, they can see. And if you look at like a usual, like normal paddle tail bait, it doesn't necessarily look the way like a smelt swims.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you need stuff that mimics that a little bit more, maybe stuff with some scent on it, like some Berkeley gulp jerk shads.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little lighter weights, lighter line. I had one customer come in, and he was having me put 10 pound Spectra on his spinning reel.
Wow.
Which is like sewing thread.
Yeah,
you know, but
right.
He said he'd get a longer cast and a better sink with lighter weights.
Wow.
So,
all right. And so slug style baits when the water's
slug style
clean.
Slug style baits, yeah. And you know, kind of slow presentation, a little bit of rod twitches here and there. But yeah, it's just the fish I think get a little bit more condensed. It helps if you can go around the bay and look for like raft ups of cormorants and stuff, because they tend to follow the bait around the bay. So you can, a lot of times you can see those and kind of see where the bait's moving, and the bass will kind of hang in general zones underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've had that amazing yellowtail bite pretty much through the winter here, either out front or up in La Jolla, right?
Yeah. It's just that's just one of those things where you got to go a lot. And,
yeah.
And one of the times you go, you're going to run into them. And when they're up, they're up. It's it's just a fun opportunity.
Yeah. And but you got to go a lot because they're not up every day.
You got to go a lot, and you've got to be ready when you go. You can't just throw the jig stick on the boat. You have to have your jig tied on and your line wet when you leave the jetty, because you never know if you're going to see them, you know, a big giant school of yellows up within a quarter mile of the jetty. And, you know, I see people there trying to, like, thread the line through the guides on the rod, and you're done.
That fish is gone.
They're gone already. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. And what about on the freshwater side, Gene? I mean, the lakes are starting to happen, right? I know it's about that time when the bass start getting up on the beds and stuff, right?
Yeah. We're probably about 2 weeks away from, you know, the next full moon should push those fish up a little bit tighter. I mean, the guys that are winning tournaments right now are fishing jigs, Carolina rigs, Texas rigs, slower style presentations.
Yeah.
But we're probably about 2 weeks away. There's guys getting them right now at El Cap in San Vicente. Hodges opener a couple weeks ago was pretty tough from what I heard from the guys that went.
Yeah.
But all that stuff should start turning on, like, literally within any day.
Any day.
But there's guys that are on them right now. They're just off a little bit, like 10, 15 feet of water probably is where I'd be concentrating.
Yeah, and with this warmer week of weather that we have coming up this week, it could
warm
that water up, the fish
Absolutely.
Start making the move.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you just had a recent experience with Richard Castaneda at Cast Tours down at
That's
Lake
right.
El Salto at the Billy Chapman Senior's Rancho, and you pitched fish with Patrick G. That was quite the trip, right?
That's right, yeah.
That place is like Disneyland, right?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much if it doesn't work there, you might as well just throw it away. that would be my recommendation, kind of like going to Barrett. But, just the fish are way bigger. The second day of fishing, I had my best topwater popper bite ever.
Wow.
Probably 50 fish on the popper, up to nine pounds.
Oh, man.
That was day two. I caught them on all kinds of things, but that second day, that morning from like 7 to 9 on the popper, just, you know, every other cast, and Patrick was getting them too. We, side by side, we just crushed them that second day. And then the last day, which was just a half a day, I had over 50 on the spinnerbait. So one trip, I had my best popper day of fishing, and I had my best spinnerbait day of fishing. Just and fishing, like you said, with Patrick G, who's a great guy. It was an awesome trip all the way around.
You gotta love that.
Yeah,
man, that's so cool. What fun. Sorry, I missed the trip for sure.
Yes.
Now, you also at East County Bait and Tackle, in addition to everything, you kind of the live bait headquarters, right?
Correct.
For guys going to the lakes.
Yes.
And how's the live bait? How's live bait been? Has it been available?
Yeah.
You're able to get crawdads and shiners and everything?
Yeah, crawdads have been tough. Crawdads have been a little bit tough. I haven't been able to get those as frequently, but as far as shiners go, I've got small, medium, and large, and I've been able to keep those in stock throughout almost all of COVID.
Yeah.
We had a little window there where it got tough, but we're I'm sure my tanks are full right now if you went down there.
You guys are almost like the Everingham brothers of the freshwater bait, right?
That's right. That's our thing, you know. I try to do posts, let people know. Just got a fresh load of bait, you know. And I mean, that stuff, especially when you're fishing with kids, there's some purists that probably look down on live bait fishing, but I've got two daughters, I'll come to the store and I'll grab a few dozen and I'll take my daughters fishing. I mean, it's just a funner.
I have no issues with that.
I have a funner. Yeah.
John, you have any issues with using live bait?
No. Some good ones on shiners.
Yeah.
it's a great experience, especially when you're fishing with some kids or some novices. That's how you get them in. That's how you open the door and get them in the into our industry. Is you want those people that don't fish all the time to have the best possible experience that they can have.
No question.
And then you're going to see that guy for the rest of your life.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's, if they have a bad experience, you know, that can really sour them to it. So you want them to have a good time, and you want to make it as easy as, especially you see the dad come in, he's got four kids. You already know that guy's going to have his hands full.
Oh,
so
boy.
You want to make it as easy on him as you can.
So somebody comes, a dad comes into East County Bait and Tackle, doesn't know a lot about fishing. What are you going to tell him? Where are you going to send him? What are you going to set him up with?
We would probably angle towards bait. Now, he might want to fish artificials while the kids are fishing bait. So we would probably start them off on something basic like a drop shot rig or something user-friendly to open the door. I mean, we had this year we've had more new anglers than I've ever seen. I've been at that shop, you know, off and on for 11 years, and last year every day I saw 2 to 3 people I have never seen before.
Wow.
So we had a giant influx into our industry that is just amazing.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah.
I've never sold so many spinning setups.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
So.
And what lakes are you going to send them to? What, I mean, right now, somebody comes in, wants to go catch some fish with their kids. Where are you going to send them?
I'd probably send them to Sanvey.
Sanvey.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, El Cap is good fishing. It's just they've dropped the water down there quite a bit. You know, and I send people to Santee Lakes, too. I mean, Santee Lakes is very user-friendly if you don't have a boat. It's a lot of shore fishing, and they have several different lakes, so you can just pick one. You know, if one's really crowded, you can go to another one of the other lakes. But, I mean, your odds of catching fish there are pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's bank fishing, so it's pretty user-friendly.
Yeah. Now, what if somebody wants to go catch trout? Where do you send them?
This time of year, I would probably send them to Jennings.
Jennings.
Jennings still has some trout. San Vicente and El Cap didn't get any trout this year. Santee Lakes has trout, but they kind of get fished out. You know, after a plant, they probably are in there for about 2 weeks before they're depleted.
What about Cuyamaca?
Cuyamaca for sure.
Yeah.
Cuyamaca for sure. As a matter of fact, we had some guys go up. There was a trout tournament, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and it got canceled, but they had still planted the lake.
Oh.
So a couple of the guys that worked for me were keeping that under their hat, but they were going up there and whacking them pretty good.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shh, don't tell anybody, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of thing, yeah. Well, great to have you. And, John, on the saltwater side, I mean, are we just, like, kind of everybody's gearing up for spring fishing for yellowtail and bluefin?
Yeah, people are definitely thinking bluefin right now. They're just waiting for the weather. You know, like there's a – I think one of our boats is heading out tonight. They're going for 2.5 days.
Oh. Okay.
And they're hoping to find them down below Colonnette there. Well, I've heard rumors of some fish being farther north. It's just a matter of – I'm sure there's fish around. It's just you need a little bit of a weather window where wind doesn't blow for – you know, right now we're getting – 3 days between big outside blows, so the ocean never really lays down that much, and the water's pretty chilly right now.
Yeah,
59 degrees.
Well, it is still February.
Yeah, it
we
is
have
still
to remind
February,
ourselves, even though it's like 75 degrees out today, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be nice.
Going to be So, you of course at Dana Landing have a whole fleet of charter boats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course the Blackjack.
Blackjack, Impulse.
Impulse.
And then, you know, we've got guys who run, you know, you got Dwayne who runs his boats off our dock, and we have rental boats. We have, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So what kind of rental boats do you guys have? I mean, if somebody's not familiar with Dana Land and they want to go bay fishing or whatever fishing.
They want to go bay fishing. We have just standard flat bottom 14 foot boats with like an 8-horse outboard motor. It's a perfect starter boat and really easy to fish off, super stable, good for kids. We also have a couple
live bait receiver on it.
All our boats have live bait tanks.
Yeah,
we have a couple of center consoles, small center consoles just for the bay, 17 foot. Those are, you know, a little bit higher price. Like the bay skiffs, you go half a day, $60 for 4 hours, and then for the full day it's $90. The center consoles are going to be $150 for half a day.
Still a bargain.
Yeah, $200 for the day.
Yeah.
And then we also have one pontoon boat with a bait tank and everything. And that one's same price as the center consoles, $150 for a half day, $200 for a day. Now, the only thing is, they're very popular. And we have online, if you go to danalanding.com, you can reserve the boats. We always keep a couple boats unreserved, you know, kind of for a walk-up, but as it gets more into the season, it's difficult to get a boat, and people get in line at, I don't know what time, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Whoa.
Waiting for us to open to try to get one of the boats that is left as a first-come, first-served.
How far in advance can you book a boat?
You can book it. I'm sure the calendar is set up through the summer already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and then people book especially weekends in the summer, right?
Especially weekends. But I would say last year there was, we had to take boats out of service, out of rental, just to service them, because they were never at the dock.
Wow.
All year, every day of the week.
Wow.
There was.
And you can get on at danalanding.com and make a reservation.
You can make a reservation that way you don't have to worry. You've got the boat for the day. You don't have to worry about getting there at 5 in the morning. You can come in at 8 if you want, or you can look at what the tides are doing and plan your trip around that instead of having to plan on, I got to get there the second they open to try to get one of the boats that's available.
Sure. And what about boats you can take in the ocean? You have any rental boats?
We do not do that.
Okay, yeah.
Thankfully.
Stick to the bay.
We'll stick to the bay. I don't want to have to worry about people being on the ocean.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. John and Gene are a wealth of knowledge in freshwater, saltwater tackle, and a lot more too, and you'll want to quiz these guys and learn a lot today. And if you want to join us, lines are open. Andrew's standing by for you. 213-432-1090. That's 213-432-1090. Now the other option, of course, text the show on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can hit text the show and send us a text, and we'll try and get to as many texts as we can. And Gene, you came loaded with prizes today, didn't you? Tell us about it.
I did. I represent Savage Gear in SoCal, so I brought a couple of their new pencil poppers.
Those are cool looking.
Very cool. Yeah, I brought mackerel patterns in those. And then they have some new Ned Rig baits, which are very popular in the Bay, as Johnny can attest to.
Yep.
Ron Lane special, I call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Johnny actually ordered some for Dana when he saw these. So a couple packs of Ned baits, and then I brought an ECBT 7.5 medium heavy custom casting rod that Phoenix makes for us.
Wow.
And it's a nice
That's like a $200 rod.
It's a $200 rod, yes, sir.
Wow.
So they get the whole package. We got some Savage Gear baits and an East County rod.
Sweet. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your texts, talk more and more to Gene and John. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spot that can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live baits. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we're having a great time here with Gene and John, ECBT, Dana Landing. We've got it all covered, freshwater, saltwater, you name it here. You want to join us? Lines are packed up. 213-432-1090. We're giving away a beautiful custom ECBT rod, Savage Gear. These we were talking about, these pencil poppers, man. These things are... they're going to get bit.
I think
big time.
Yeah, I think
these. Yeah, take those down to Rancho Lanero.
Oh my God.
Oh, watch out! Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're going to definitely probably need to repaint them after a trip down there.
Yeah, and so Savage Gear Ned baits. So how describe the Ned rig? It's kind of a little different, isn't it? But it's one of those things that just gets bit.
It is. You know, for years here in Southern California, you know, we've nail weighted baits. They now call it a Nico rig. We used to call it something else. And then other people never talked about it because it won a lot of tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a spinoff of that Nico rig, which is a nose weighted worm or paddle tail, whatever bait you're going to use, crawdad. You're nose weighting it, and now that they have the Ned rig hooks, which is just a mushroom head with a small hook, you know, it gives that presentation of a bait, you know, like picking the bottom, feeding.
Kind of like a drop shot?
Kind of like a drop shot. I'd say it's a little bit, you're moving a little bit quicker than you do maybe with a drop shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can cover a little bit more ground because you can fan cast that bait, and then you're just kind of, it's just pecking the bottom. And especially like Johnny was talking about the Gen Clear water right now, and it being a little bit of a tougher bite, that Ned rig will definitely perform right now.
Probably. So it works both in fresh and salt water.
100%.
Yeah. Yes. And it's great in the bay, right, Johnny?
It's great in the bay. We had, you know, the biggest Ned rig hook heads are 1/5 ounce. So
1/5 ounce,
and it looks giant compared to what they're using in the lakes. But that's what we use. And part of the trick is the body. It works with floating bodies, so when it hits the bottom, the tail's going to kick back up.
Correct.
Uh-huh. You know, so that's part of the action, or possibly the reason that it gets bet. So we have several of them, mostly by Z-Man.
What's that?
You know, some of them have like kind of a little crawdad / shrimp looking tail. A lot of them are just they look like a Senko, but they're not weighted like a Senko.
Yeah,
they look like a 3-inch Senko, just a round worm body, and they get bit. Yeah, Ron will attest to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and what everything in the bay, so halibut to sand bass to spotties.
I'm sure. I mean, mostly I've heard of spotties getting, you know, people catching them, spotties on them, but I'm sure a halibut, you know, like I always say, the halibut, it's just like if you land on them, they're going to bite it.
They're going to eat it.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All right. Very. And you'll teach people how, both of you will teach people, whether it be freshwater for Eugene or saltwater for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll teach them how to rig it.
Absolutely.
Set them up. It's very simple. Very simple rig. Just tie it on, or you just have to have, you know, light enough line to be able to cast.
Like how light?
1/5 ounce. You know, I would say, I mean, if, like, we like to set people up with spinning tackle for the most part in the bay, and we use, like, say, 20-pound Spectra.
Okay.
And then you could tie on a little piece of fluorocarbon or mono that's, say, 10 to 12-pound.
Right.
What about in the freshwater for the bass?
I would say pretty similar. I mean, you can do it on a casting rod for sure, but it is easier because Johnny was talking about, you don't have a lot of weight, so to get the momentum for a cast, it's easier on a spinning setup. 20 to 30-pound braid, and then in in our lakes where, you know, sometimes the water can be pretty clear, 10 to 8 pound fluoro off of that.
All right.
You know.
Great. All right. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. Don in Woodland Hills going to get us started this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. First of all, I'm looking at the Dana Landing website. A lot of really great information there. So my question has to do with your boat rentals. If I wanted to come down and I made a reservation to get one of your skiffs for the day and I bring my buddy down, besides our California fishing license to go fishing, what else do I need to have, be prepared to have with me? Do I need, obviously a driver's license? Do I need the boat? The new California boat driver's license or whatever they call it? And
no.
Is there a fuel charge or any of that other stuff? What else do I need to be prepared for?
Okay, the if you were to get the our center console skiffs or the pontoon boat, you just have to top it off with fuel when you get in. And the reason being is those boats have a little bit bigger motors, and if you were to go out and just run around all day, you're going to burn some fuel. Like our little blue boats, they don't really burn any fuel. We don't make customers fuel those
included.
Up. Fuel's included in those.
But you have a fuel dock right there at Dana Landing, so you don't have to go anywhere.
It's simple. It's real simple. But we ask for usually a driver's license for a deposit to hold, you know, as collateral for the boat while you're out there. If you're on one of the center console skiffs, then we take a credit card.
Okay.
But
okay.
Other than your fishing license, you're not really going to need anything. And if you don't, even if you have nothing, you can get it all at the store.
There you go. Yeah, we call it the one-stop shop, right?
Yeah.
You have virtual. Is there anything you don't have when people want to go fishing?
No.
Yeah, you have the deli.
The deli, ice, beer, soda, snack food.
Licenses.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
All the tackle.
There's a lot of people that show up with nothing to go fishing. It's like we rent them rods, sell them tackle to use. Get them bait or tell them where to go get bait at the bait barge if they want to, utilize the live bait that's available with the tank. The people that show up with nothing, they go out and have a day on the water.
There you go.
Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Appreciate that very much. On our text here, Big Dave from Ladera Ranch text, do all the lakes mentioned allow kayak fishing? And is there a website with directions to them? Of course, we're talking about San Diego City lakes.
Correct.
Of course, there's lakes. We have listeners all over Southern California. There's lakes everywhere. So
correct. Yeah. So I don't believe all the lakes allow kayaking, and I don't know off the top of my head which ones do and which ones don't.
I know El Capitan. They allow water contact. I know San Vicente.
They've stopped that, actually. Oh, so, like, water skiing, jet ski.
I mean, like, float tubing kayaking.
Yes, yeah. Kayaking and El Cap.
Oh, but then, no more jet skiing?
No more jet skiing.
Oh, yay!
Yes, right.
Oh, darn.
When they closed the lakes in March, we needed those guys, though. We needed the support of, we've actually banded together to where we have a group that meets every month. To try to keep these lakes open, and that's skiers, jet skiers, fishermen, everybody that utilizes the outdoor activities out there, we need to band together because, they closed those lakes for a month and a half during this thing. There is a giant kayak tournament series that happens. I'm actually a supporter of it, and I don't know their website off the top of my head, but... those guys, they draw like 40 kayaks.
Wow.
They draw like 40 kayaks for their tournaments.
These are bass fishing tournaments.
These are bass fishing kayak anglers. Yeah. They're run very professionally.
Yeah.
And we're one of their main sponsors. And I will find out all that information.
Sure, and you could just call Gene at ECBT and he'll find out. But I would think that... any lake that allows a float tube will allow a kayak.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if they allow float tube, then
correct.
Rest assured, you most likely will be able to put a kayak in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good text. Thanks a lot for that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Doug from Montebello is next up. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering for the Dana Landing boats. If you're not back by a certain time, do you guys go out and retrieve the boats, or because they either ran out of fuel or they had a mechanical breakdown out there in the bay?
Well, we set a time for them to come in, and if they're not back by that time, that's when we start looking. I mean, we have phone numbers on the contract, so we try to call them And then we have to go out and do a sweep until we find them.
Yeah. Hey.
But most people nowadays have cell phones.
And there's a Great Harbor Patrol, lifeguards in Mission Bay. It's pretty much you're restricted to just Mission Bay.
Just hard
to get in trouble in Mission Bay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, San Diego Bay is a little bigger. Yep. I mean, you could get lost in there and stuff like that. But still, that's why you restrict people to the bay.
That's why we restrict people to the bay. We can do a sweep. But, yeah, most people have cell phones. So if they have an issue, they just give us a call and we'll go either, trade out boats with them or tell them what to do to get it started again.
Yeah.
But we won't go home with you still out there.
Broke down. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Next up, Craig from Paris. Good morning, Craig.
Freshwater. What do you guys hear about the stocking in the June Lake Loop and the Eastern Sierra up there after the close down of the hatcheries?
You know, that's a tough one, man. We are fighting for that too. The group that I meet with every month. That's one of our next things that we're going to tackle since the lakes are back open now. Stocking, especially down here in Southern California, has not been occurring like it used to. There's some kind of bylaw that was set up like 30 years ago that your license, every time you buy a fishing license, it pays for a pound and a half of trout. That was the correlation, and then that's why DFG back in the old days would plant these different lakes. It was already prepaid. When you paid your license, that paid for a pound and a half of trout. So, and we've hit them with that angle, especially for the lower lakes down in Southern California. As far as the upper lakes, you're right. They did close a couple of the hatcheries during COVID. I believe Mount Lassen is still open, and I believe there's one other big one that's still open. I'm not sure the logistics of those, especially.
I know some of the communities also pay for trout. They buy trout even from some of the hatcheries out of state, too, and truck them in and bring that in. So Mammoth Lakes has a big stocking program.
Yeah, and Cuyamaca.
Cuyamaca has a great stocking program. Yeah. But the fishing at Cuyamaca could really be good. So that can be a hidden gem sometimes for trout.
Oh, yeah, and they have really really great kids tournaments up there.
Yeah.
They put rental boats,
the whole
thing. Yeah, the
and
cabins.
Small cabins.
You can rent a cabin and stay up there. Yeah, it's really good. But as far as June Lake goes, I don't know a ton about their schedule up there and what the logistics of them getting trout plants at this point are.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because there was some kind of disease that went through the hatcheries and they had to...
Yep.
That's correct.
The whirling disease, right?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
I believe you're right, yeah. And I don't think all the hatcheries were hit with that, but I believe two of the bigger ones that we utilize a lot were, and they've probably been raising those fish for 6 months, and then if you have a die-off, now you're back down to fingerlings and you need to kind of start over.
The different communities in the Eastern Sierra, Mammoth Lakes, Bishop, all have websites with programs and information that you can gain, too. So that would be a good resource for you to check out. Perfect. Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Have a great
time. Hey, I think the Sierras are going to be well covered this year.
Oh, I think they will, too.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I wonder if the traditional Eastern Sierra trout opener is going to be in April again. You know, they got the Fred Hall Trophy and all that. You know, I don't think they had it last year. So
I think you're right. I think that was a big deal.
Postponed it. Yeah,
postponed it because of COVID. But there's hopefully this year they'll be able to do it. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not
it's
either.
It's a big event for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. Let's talk to Rich and Bradley. Good morning, Rich. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I got a question for Jack and John. Do you guys have an online presence to where you can order or do some kind of mail order stuff? Because some of those baits you're talking about this morning are pretty intriguing. I'd like to kind of check them out, but I'm kind of long distance.
I'll take this one. We are working on that right now. We have always been, an independent mom and pop shop, and we do take phone orders. I'm pretty user friendly as far as you can call me, and I'll send you photos of stuff. People shop my store over the phone, but we are working on the website right now. It's a lot of data entry. But I do have a lot of stuff that nobody else has. That's kind of my whole angle on stocking our store, is I want to have something different. And I work with a lot of independent guys, a lot of garage bait makers. So I do have stuff that nobody else has. And so it's not uncommon for people to call me and order a bait, or for us to have stuff that nobody else has. So ECBT, the phone number is 619-390-9112. And then once we talk, I'm there every day. Once we talk, I'll give you my cell and we can go back and forth. But the website should be active and functional probably. We're probably a month out on that.
Cool. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more great texts from our listeners, and a lot of great stuff from Gene and John. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hook up right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Gene Estabrook and John White, ECBT, Dana Landing, talking freshwater, saltwater, you name it, we're talking fishing today. And it's time for the catch report today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin Mobile, you can download it, your charts, and take it with you, like I put it on my iPad or on my phone. Terrafin is the professional's choice when it comes to accurate information. It is the best, no doubt about it. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start up at Dana Ware Sport Fishing with our buddy Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Doing terrific. How's the fishing?
Good, man. Well, good up here. You know, pretty much the same song and dance, more or less, as the last few weeks. You know, the deep water sculpin fishing on our three-quarter day trips still been very good.
plenty of opportunity on these trips to catch what you need. You know, we did have a few days this week that were a bit slower. That was due to a massive amounts of red crab that have kind of pushed in and over the hard bottom that we've been fishing. So it didn't prevent the sculpa from biting. It kind of took it out of the no-brainer category to having to try a little bit to catch them. So still catching plenty of them. You want your five fish. It's been very, very easy. On the half-day scene, you know, we're still fishing some deep-water structure for a sample on the sand bass. Some sheephead caught and released this week in those shallows, too, along with a little action on the kelp bass. You know, our water temps here, 57 to 58 degrees pretty much all week. So the bass fishing has been a little bit tricky and kind of a day-to-day deal, but there's still plenty of opportunity to catch on those trips. How the Derby's still rolling along. Last week after I hung up the phone with you, I got a text from Captain Pika. He was running about and they had a couple halibut on the live squid last week during their Derby trip, which was good to see. That was the first couple fish we've seen make the leaderboard in a few weeks, so it was good to see that. And then finally, just to finish up here, Fearsy got his overnight stuff all up and ready to go for the March 1st dealio. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with him, he's got that all booked out and ready to go. And if I can, here too, Pete, we teamed up with CCA here this next week. We're going to run this from Monday to Friday. You know, CCA has this huge push on their Contribute to Conservation program.
Yep.
Where they want to get people on the program to donate $10 a month for a year to help fight things like this new 30 by 30 deal. Dana Wharf put it out there. If anyone donates $120 up front, that's basically your 12 months, right, at $10 a month, we're going to give you 2 3-quarter-day passes valued at $158.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, we're hoping that that's going to kind of pique the interest of these people to get on board and understand the importance of, you know, making that donation to CCA. So,
and this is only, this is going to be a donation. You're only going to get ding $10 a month on your credit card.
Right. So,
yeah. So you go to the front page of CCA website, ccacalifornia.org, and you'll see the little banner on the right side of the website, and you just click on that. It's easy. I've done it. You just enter your credit card, your information, and it just will take $10 out of your account. And Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is throwing in $150 worth of 3-quarter-day trips to help you incentivize to do that.
Yep. So what we're saying is if you pay your $120 up front, right, you sign up for the program at $10 a month, but you make that $120 donation just to get your first year out of the way, we're going to kick your 2 3-quarter-day passes.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. So you need to make the whole donation at once.
Make the whole donation, but our 3-quarter-day, you know, $79 for one ticket, you're getting 2 of those. So
yeah,
it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win.
It is. So how do you claim the prize?
So Chris at CCA is going to keep track of the people that make that upfront donation.
Okay.
You can have their email address, and we're going to send you a promo code for 2 3-quarter-day passes.
Sweet. What a great deal. And thank you very much to the Hansons for doing that generous donation, too. And, you know, they understand, and as we all should understand, this 30-30 thing is dangerous. I mean, they want to, you know, I was talking to some friends in the industry yesterday. It's like, this is the real deal. This is the, they're trying to take, they did it before, and everybody was just kind of going, oh, MLPA, no big deal. Well, it was a big deal. Now, this is even
right.
Big. This is a bigger deal,
yeah,
and we need to stop it right now.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, is Eric, I think is your name, right? I heard you talking earlier about the importance of, you know, you had to work with your jet skier guys on the lake to make sure stuff went down. This is the same deal. Like, the fishermen and the surfers all need to be on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we
have
to divide it here, and that's the big deal here. So
there was the World Surfing League came out in support of that. Unbelievable. And it's basically because they're ignorant.
Yeah,
They're the lack of education. I don't think it's a bad organization. I think they're just ignorant to the facts of it. So before you support something, get the facts, and hopefully the World Surfing League has had a lot of pressure since they're changing their stance, we hope.
Yeah,
I think that's the case. And just, you know, everyone has to be on the same page. We all got to do it. And at the end of the day, it takes money to fight it, right?
So we're, yep.
We're yeah, no, we need to stick together. I mean, anybody that's involved in outdoor activities, we have to all stick together so that they don't take the opportunity for us to utilize our natural, you know, our natural you know, environments out here, you know, as far as the lakes, whether it's inshore, the bay. I mean, they closed the bays from March to, what was it, closed 2 months last year? I mean, the bay was closed. You could not go out in the bay.
Yeah.
You live in San Diego, and you couldn't go use your boat. You couldn't go use your boat.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to stick together, all of us.
Yeah, no question about it. Absolutely. Well, hey, good on you guys up there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to come fishing, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. They can link us real easy right from your webpage, letstalkcookup.com, or you can check us out at danawarf.com, book online, or you can call our office here, 949-496-5794, and they can take the reservation over the phone.
All right. Great job. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, we'll talk to you. Hey, next Sunday is the day before the Rockfish opener, so that's going to be an exciting day.
I've got some people fired up, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll talk to you next Sunday. Cool. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right, very good. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, I want to throw out the phone number, 213-432-1090. You want to get through? There's been a couple lines open up right now. You have a chance to win this $200 custom ECBDT rod built by Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix makes those for us.
Sweet rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Savage pencil poppers.
We got two. Yeah, we have two of their new pencil poppers. These are, I believe, they just came out, and then two packs of their Ned Riggs, their Salamander, and their Minnow.
Sweet. So you want to get through, 213-432-1090. In the meantime, we have a great text here. Question from Rich P. in San Pedro. He says, I primarily fish saltwater, but I like to dabble with some freshwater bass fishing. Will my inshore gear apply to freshwater? I have a Tranx 200 with 40-pound braid and a 7-foot medium rod.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? You can fish bass with that?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
What would you top shot that with?
Depending on where he's going, some of our lakes have quagga mussels, which, you know, braid the line pretty bad. So, if he was going to Diamond, I would probably fish 15-pound. If he was going to Diamond Valley, just, you know, they've got a lot of structure there that'll, you know, tear your line up. I would definitely check my line after every couple casts, just make sure that it's not rough. If he was, depending on what he's fishing, 12-pound is pretty sufficient for most of our lakes. Unless you're fishing something like a jig where you're constantly in contact with the bottom rocks and like I said, mussels and stuff like that, then 12 to 15-pound would be ideal. Fluoro, you know, some Seaguar or whatever.
All right.
Off that.
Good text. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into it and talk to our surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, are you fishing the Ned Rig in the surf, Gundy?
I haven't quite tried it yet, but I've used it in the harbors. It works pretty good, actually.
All right, cool.
Very good. You know what, Pete? We got signs of the spring coming, but still a little frustration with wind and things like that. So the guys are, you know, we talked about this before. Fishing those windows to good weather, you get a day or two, and then fall comes down, you get in there. And the number one catch has been barge surfers. But we did see some yellowfin croaker this week, and then a few more halibut in the surf line. So that's a good precursor of what we got coming here. The jerkbait fishermen fishing the flash minnows found, you know, more fish, more of those halibut on the open beach. Mostly short fish, but the numbers are improving, and that's a move in the right direction. The Klein Thinker reported solid barge perch fishing on the better days. Lugworms, mussel, gulp, sandworms, tough to beat those. No sign of the bigger hens yet, but limit-style fishing on the smaller models, Gaviota, Goleta, Eat Beat, Silver Strand, all good spots. The halibut bite also improved up there with several catches made off Goleta, which has been a pretty consistent spot for those guys. Wiley's held the first Uptown Derby of the year. The group hit the beaches from Oxnard all the way down to Point Magoo, hitting different spots. That's kind of how it's been. Some beaches off, some have the right conditions. The fishing was good, but the larger models were a little scarce. A 1-pound, 10-ounce fish took top honors. The fish ate an MS anchovy flash minnow, big 110 flash minnow, fished below Point Magoo. The second best fish was 1-pound, 5-ounce, and was taken below Magoo, also on a ghost shrimp. So these guys are big fish hunting, using big lures and exotic baits like ghost shrimp. The group also had a bunch of yellowfin croaker topped by a 2.5-pounder. No sign of the spawners yet, but, you know, we're probably four to six weeks away from that. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported good barge perch fishing on the better days, Sunset, Bolsa Chica, Huntington, good stretches, lots of smaller fish to 1/2-pound, Gulf 2-inch sandworms working well. Pacific Coast reported good bite on smaller perch and improved number of yellowfin croaker and halibut on the beaches. So little by little, we inch towards spring, and it's really a matter of weather. You know, we start getting some good weather, and I think the bite will get going here, and we'll start seeing some of those big hen perch up north and halibut in the surf, and things will get rolling, Pete.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's March 1st next Monday, so yeah, it's almost time to get going in the surf in the spring. And Gundy, great job. Sure appreciate that. Great, fantastic report you do for us every week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Love doing it, Pete. Now's the time to dial in that gear, get that new line on there, and get ready to go.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Gundy.
Have a good
talk
week,
to you
gentlemen.
Next week. All right, have a great week. Hey, and that report sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Hey, check out the Fish Bro series. They're awesome. Custom bluefin, the yellowfin, and they're all from Anza Knives. They're made of high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. I'm telling you, I use them. They're fantastic knives. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers great knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and get the Fish Bro series at Fisherman's Processing. And have an interesting text we received in regards to the AB 3030 from Roy in Huntington Beach, wanted to know what the initiative is called. It's called AB 3030, and it's an assembly bill. And Johnny, you're pretty up on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we pushed it off the docket last year. Enough people had emailed in and contacted their state representatives to get it pushed out of current legislation,
because they were trying to railroad it through.
Yes, they were trying to railroad it through, but now there's some outside sources trying to resuscitate it and get it forced back into current legislation. So,
and there's a lot of money behind it too.
Oh, yeah.
Lot of money.
Yes.
like Bezos and and people like that own land where they want to kind of close it off and not let anybody come into their land.
They don't want any boats interfering with their waterfront property.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly.
You don't want to have to look at any boats out in your ocean.
Yeah, your ocean.
Private ocean.
Right. Yeah. So we need to stop this thing.
Yes.
It's basically what they want to do is take 30% of the land, 30% of the water in California. Think about that. 30% of the land, 30% of the water in California, and just basically close it.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's craziness. So, yeah, we need to stop it right away. So join CCA, get on that and join, give $10 a month. And, if you give that up front, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is going to give you two free three-quarter day trips this week. So get on that. Hey, when we come back, more of your phone calls for Gene and John, more great Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice, on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.